station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Come on. Gonna find what I can find. Had the radio up with the windows down, driving on blue all over town. Slow down, cause
good turnaround, very quick. It's my man Barrett Baber.
I like this.
Yeah, he's good.
Real good. When's he playing next?
I don't know. He comes down to Little Rock pretty often. The new album is called Battlefield Us.
Oh, I thought it was Battlefield US. But it's us.
That's a movie that's coming out in 3D soon. Mary Beth Ringgold is here celebrating Little Rock Restaurant Month. I thought that was every month, but especially in August, apparently. She is with three fine institutions, and she usually sends her boys from Cajuns up here on a regular basis to talk about deck parties and whatnot. Wally Hall is here. His first Wednesday with Wally. We'll be doing it forever. Till Wally retires.
Ever and ever, amen.
Yeah. So you got, 30, 40 years, so that's good. You're tied in. We've got him in an ironclad contract.
If I get a passport for the internet, it'll last long.
I've got it for you, Wally.
It's like 18 letters long.
I'll write it down and bring it to you.
It's the most ridiculous. It's though, does anybody actually fear having their Wi-Fi stolen anymore?
Apparently the buzz does, because let me be honest with you, it is like 16 digits long, capitalized the whole bit.
There's a couple people that work here that are very paranoid. I just, everywhere I go now, everybody has public Wi-Fi. I mean, I'm not worried about the people next door looking up porn on our Wi-Fi. I'm just not. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me. But I don't have to worry about things like this. But I'll get you the password, I guess, is the end of the story. Sorry, Wally, I went through Benton to get to Fayetteville. But anyway, Mary Beth, how are you?
I am great.
Good to see you. So what? Tell me about Little Rock Restaurant Month. Allison told me about this a while back. I obviously am always excited about food, so.
You know, it's just a nice creation. Little Rock Visitors, I can't talk this morning. Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau partners with the restaurants. We collect a tourism tax of 2% that we remit to them, and it goes for lots of programs to enhance city. Also, the main focus to put heads in beds, bring more people in, more people in hotel rooms, create more pressure for the restaurants. And so there's a lot of money. I think they work with about a $14 million budget annually for marketing the whole city and involved in city programs. So this is one of the things where they sort of give back and have a marketing push to get people into the restaurants, because typically August is a little bit of a slower month. There's a back-to-school push, and people are starting restaurants. So this gives a dual advantage. So if you want to come out and dine, most of the restaurants participating, I think there's well over 100, are doing either special menus, special items, special pricing, or experimenting with things they don't normally do. So it just gives you a lot of variety to eat out in restaurants with motivation.
Wally, I think you should take me out to eat soon.
I will. I'll take you to one of mine.
There you go. There you go.
I'm looking at this copper grill. I definitely... We'll take you to this.
Yes, okay.
That is.
Are you looking for lunch? Because that's a much. That's a pretty cheap deal. That's $13 for. Oh, you're looking at the dinner menu.
I'm looking at the dinner menu. Unbelievable.
Okay. I have spent a lot more time at your other two places, Cajuns and Capers, than I've spent at Copper Grill. So yeah, we need to
love,
do that.
Love Capers.
You can even try. It's a great menu and fun, comfortable restaurant. And it's interesting. It's the newer of all three of them, and so. Higher technology, and it has the best air conditioning probably any place in the whole city. So if it's hot, you want to come there.
I was gonna say, the other two you got a lot of deck driven business for the other two places. So yeah, if you got great AC at this one, that's definitely a good selling point this time of year.
I just want to put a sign on the front.
Do you have Wi-Fi? Because Wally won't come unless you do. Apparently,
we do have Wi-Fi.
All right, there you go.
I'm sure Mary Beth doesn't remember when my daughter got her PhD. We celebrated by going to Copper Grill.
Did you really?
I do remember that.
There you go.
Party of about 20 of us.
Okay.
Cost me a little, but it was worth it.
Well, it was just a very little.
Great atmosphere. In fact, Governor Beebe was there that night.
For that, or happened there?
He nicely had his picture made.
Oh, that's cool. So. Well, I hope when I get my PhD that you'll throw me a party as well.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
You can probably guarantee that, because it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to work here 60 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
University of Phoenix, I'm actually working on it right now. You can do it online. Let me take a couple of calls here, and we'll fill in the gaps a few more things on restaurant
You should have told me that before. I had to take you to dinner when you got your PhD.
Yeah. I'm not actually.
You're not good.
You know me better than that.
Definitely.
What's up, The Realist? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
You feel that heat outside? That's Lane Kiffin's seat, my man.
Yeah, whatever. I ain't calling to talk about Lane Kiffin right now.
Okay.
How you doing, Wally?
I'm doing fine,
love,
thank you.
Love you in the paper, man, even though y'all called me slow back when I was in high school. Christina, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, hon?
That was like 20 years ago, man. You got to let it go.
I ain't letting it go.
I've seen the video. The guy could do it. He was a beast.
Hey, but check this out. So, Johnny Manziel, that's what I call to talk about. I'm tired of hearing people calling down this man for living his life. They mad because he playing at golf courses they dream about. They mad because he going to finals that everybody want to go see. And he can afford to quit hating on him. And then people with this, wasn't nobody talking about McFadden when he kicked the curve. When they went, oh, his mind ain't going to be right for football season because he's trying to stump somebody out and stump the curve.
But kicking a curve is not an NCAA violation. And, oh, by the way, we spent a
ton. He was out kicking it.
Yeah, we spent a ton of time talking about that and the fact that then he played a play against USC, and frankly, that was fine because they weren't going to win with him or without him anyway.
But, Justin, they can say anything about this man. Bazza could have called the NCAA and said he was gambling when they was duck hunting and they would have investigated. Anything somebody say, they wrong with it.
But the NCAA is not investigating him for partying.
They have no proof.
Well, that's what you say. I mean, they're, when there's a guy talking about how he paid him, now it becomes a he said, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's how that did Cam Newton and what happened.
That's true.
Wow, okay.
Look, I agree. I mean, it's very similar. I mean, there's a ton of smoke, and it looks like there's something bad about to happen, but I thought the same thing with Cam, and nothing did.
Oh, correct. Peace out, man.
I appreciate it. And the other stuff, look, my only deal with him is, and we've been back and forth about this whole thing, you can't always have your cake and eat it, too. And he wants to live like a regular 20-year-old. That's fine. But regular 20-year-olds don't get to do a lot of the things you get to do. So my whole deal is keep your nose clean, keep your name quiet, except for all the accomplishments in football, because, as I said before, the NFL parties are 10 times better than the college parties. You think frat house parties at Texas are awesome? Wait till you go party with your buddies in the NFL. It's 1,000 times better. And you can do it in clubs where people aren't going to be snapping pictures 24/7.
Well,
he can be a little more insulated.
He's just going to be there faster if this goal goes down.
Well, exactly. So my whole point is all you got to do is be cool for 4 months, dude. Then you can act like a clown all you want.
But, Justin, the NCAA doesn't want to find him guilty of any violations.
No doubt. It's bad for business.
They dismantled their investigative arm about 7-8 years ago because they don't want to do it.
Well, they did the same thing with Ohio State. I mean, those kids should never have played in the Sugar Bowl a couple years
exactly.
ago. And, of course, what do? They punish them and the school. Well, they didn't really punish the kids because the kids were already done. They punish them afterwards, or they make them sit a few games, I guess,
okay,
whatever.
Newton, same thing.
But again, I mean, you vacate the victory. Well, thanks a lot.
But Arkansas didn't get the win. Still a loss.
Stupid score.
Stupid rule.
Anyway, they didn't handle that very well. But again, they were protecting themselves because it does impact the integrity of the game when you lose some of your stars off of Ohio State.
It affects your TV ratings.
It definitely does. That's all they're worried about. I mean, you would talk about, we're talking about hypocrisy today.
Yeah.
The great hypocrisy was that whole mess with
Absolutely.
The Sugar Bowl.
And it was all about television ratings.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very sad.
That all comes down to money.
I got a couple more calls I want to get in here. And because we went 42 minutes in the first segment, I'm just so excited you're here that we didn't take our break on time. Mary Beth, a few other things on Little Rock Restaurant Month, I guess. Anything else you want people to know about?
I just think it's a great time to get out and visit your local restaurants. I'm always a fan of the local independent restaurants, but just to give you a flavor, I can't list all 100 of them, but Trios, go visit Cappy at Trios, so check them out. Purple Cow's in the program, Lily's Dim Sum, so, and come, of course, to Cajun's Wharf, Copper Grill, and Capers. We will receive you with open arms.
That's good. And Lily's Neighbor, I guess it's all part of the same company. They do breakfast over there. We've been in there a few times, too.
It's called B-Side.
B-Side, right. Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing something specific or not.
They're mentioned in here. They're at least participating,
then,
so that's good.
They are.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing exactly.
Okay.
Exactly what
Allison
is this?
Allison has just said yes,
what
they
is
do.
This?
It's
well,
just a celebration of restaurants.
And so y'all go together and you have specials all month?
Yeah, I don't know that we necessarily go together, but we all participate. We all either create a special menu, like what I've done is create a special menu, a fixed menu with three choices or two choices at lunch, and you can pick from that menu at a really significantly reduced price. Some people just do, like, run a dinner special, or they'll say maybe 50% off appetizers. But everybody's running a little something different. There's also a website, which is
DineLR.com.
And you could go in there and look at all the specials, all the restaurants participating, and it'll give you all the specifics.
And it is on Twitter and Facebook? Awesome. Perfect.
We should all Twitter about it.
We should all Twitter about it.
I might Facebook about it today. I don't Facebook much, but I might Facebook about it.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm signed up on Twitter, but I don't do a lot of Twittering.
I think you need to do it.
Mary Beth,
Twitter
is the new...
I don't always like to just share my random thoughts. I think it might be, you know, scary to the masses.
But if you've got very focused, specific thoughts, but those are good.
And I have a lot of those.
Yes, I know you do. So that's the thing. Those are the ones you got to put out there. I actually have written up many, many tweets and then, nah, not going to do it. I did that yesterday, actually. I had something about Manziel yesterday that I didn't put out there because I did want to be a hypocrite. Because there are certain things that he has done that I would get on him about. There are certain things that other kids have done that I would get on them about. But I'm thinking, I did the same stuff when I was 20. Yeah,
Mary Beth, I tweeted one time, got criticized on this very show.
Really?
For
they
what?
Just didn't like,
what'd you tweet?
They didn't like your opinion of your tweet.
Arkansas has its coach and it's not Gundy.
He told me that in person. And yeah, we were sold. That was the Bros Award.
Yeah.
And we're like, it's Gundy, it's Gundy, it's Gundy, it's Gundy. Okay, well, it's Gundy. We're told it's Gundy. Well, I was like, look, dude, I ain't telling you who it is. I'm not even sure who it is, but I know it ain't Gundy. Who says? Just trust me.
Wally is all knowing.
Well,
I'm not all knowing, but I had that one.
I like Gundy, and I think Oklahoma State's going to have a great year, and they might just win their conference. But I'd much rather have Brett Bielema as the head coach.
Yeah, he had some characteristics that Jeff Long wasn't interested in.
Such as?
I'll tell you off the mic.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ooh.
See, this is the best part about Wally. But here, you know what? This is what people – my one buddy said, I'm excited that Wally's come back. But don't let him do that. I got secret stuff that I can't say on the radio. But there you go. Didn't take long. See how he is?
And the first day.
But I don't want Wally getting in trouble either, so we got to keep him in line.
I could get sued over it.
Well, I don't want
Ooh.
That. That would put a real damper
I'll
on this deal.
I'll tell you off the mic.
Steve.
Yeah, guys. First of all, I was just listening to what you were saying. I had a comment, but I think it was Baz that got that rumor started on McGundy. And then I remember when Wally came on and said no. So that's a little bit of a thank you, Wally. But I've got a bigger thank you, Wally, than that. This is why I called. We're going to have to go back a year to a painful time, but I'll make this as quick as I can. Mm. After the Louisiana Monroe game, a game that will live in infamy, and we all remember John L. got onto the press conference and said, smile, smile, smile. And that made it all around the country. The next day, I believe it was, Wally's headline was, John L. stop making light of the Hogs. I believe that was it. I got so upset when John L. did that and so frustrated. Wally, I'm so glad. When I saw that headline, I thought, thank God. And I thought, my next thought was, I hope John L. reads this. And the other thought was, is maybe Jeff Long will go in and say, Coach, you got to realize when you do a press conference, you're not just talking to the media, you're talking to the Razorback Nation. And if you say something really crazy, it's going to go around the country. And that's what it did. So I just want to say, Wally, thank you, because at the time I was unemployed, I didn't have anybody to vent. And it was just painful to see the Hogs go from such a good year. And to see the head coach come up, I wanted him to say something like, look, we are going to put our nose to the grindstone. We're very upset about this. We're very disappointed. We're going to, you know, let the fans know how that they were concerned. But the fact that he made light of it upset me so much. And just the fact that, Wally, to me, you were right on it. And you put it in the paper the next day, I just thought, thank God.
Steve, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That was a very long-winded way to pat you on the back. I appreciate it.
Me too.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
More Steves, please.
Steve, I'd like to hear more from you, but I want to hear this Mike Gundy story in the break. Sport Clips MVP experience for you.